aboard Costa Toscana. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker on location.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, June 14th. It's a beautiful start to the morning here as we're pulling into Naples, Italy. Good news for families with teens. Celebrity Cruises has dropped the vaccination requirement for guests 17 and under on all European voyages. Unvaccinated kids and teens will have the option to either bring a negative test result within one day of the sailing or get tested at the cruise terminal during embarkation. Just to reiterate, this is just for European sailings only and for guests 17 and under. Celebrity still does require guests 18 years and older to be vaccinated on European cruises. In Europe, Celebrity sails from Southampton, Barcelona, Amsterdam, Athens, and Rome. And following the announcement from the U.S. government that lifted testing requirements for air travelers to enter the country, Viking Cruises has lifted its COVID-19 testing requirements for cruise guests. The line said that guests will no longer need to test prior to boarding their cruise. However, it will continue to provide testing if a guest reports symptoms, requests the tests, or if the shipboard medical team deems it necessary. There are exceptions, though. Select ocean voyages on Viking Orion and Octantis in the U.S. and Canada will still require pre-cruise testing. And finally, internet at sea may soon rival land speeds. Elon Musk's Starlink satellite internet may be coming to cruise ships. In a filing with the FCC on Friday, Royal Caribbean requested that it be able to offer SpaceX Starlink internet on its cruise ships. Currently, Starlink is not approved for use on anything that's moving, but Royal Caribbean is urging the FCC to approve SpaceX's request to allow the installation on its vessels. The cruise brand is the first in the industry to file a request with the FCC about using Starlink. Now, the FCC does not control Starlink, but it does have the final say for communications in the U.S. by satellites, broadband, TV, and radio. Starlink operates 60 low-orbit satellites, delivering speeds up to 100 megabytes per second. Pretty fast for a cruise ship. And cruise line stocks all bled red on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 10.4%, 9.90. Royal Caribbean down 9.7%, 41.30. And Norwegian down 12.5%, 11.52. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here aboard Costa Toscana in the Mediterranean, a beautiful sunrise behind me. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a great Tuesday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.